ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानत्रिमिदस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाखया चक्षुर्युन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यः प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। So as on every Ekadasi we read from Srila Prabhupada Lilamrit, some pastimes of Lilamrit, we release the pastime of Lilamrit just to awake ourselves for what purpose Srila Prabhupada has established this con and what is the motto of that. So we are reading from the chapter Stay High Forever. So it's September 23. It was Radha Ashtami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna's eternal concert. Prabhupada held his second initiation. Kate became Kirtananda, Steve became Sat Swarupa, Bruce became Brahmananda, and Chuck became Achyutananda. It was another festive day with a fire sacrifice in Prabhupada's front room and a big feast. Prabhupada lived amid the drug culture in a neighborhood where the young people were almost desperately attempting to alter their consciousness, whether by drugs or by some other means, whatever was available. Prabhupada assured them that they could easily achieve the higher consciousness they desired by chanting Hare Krishna. So here we can see, you know, that in the West people were they want happiness. They were crazy for the happiness. They were searching for the happiness. They lived their home, their family member, their relatives and all that, just to search in of happiness. But they were searching in the wrong way. Their way was wrong. And Srila Prabhupada has taught them the consciousness which they are thinking for the highest purpose, being always happy. It's not in the drugs and all that. If you are taking drugs, that would be stay for 1 hour, 2 hours or even 1 day. And next day, it will go away. Again, the same painful situation. But the thing, the happiness which Srila Prabhupada had given, or the it's eternal, because it keep on increasing, it doesn't decreases. Here it's written, Prabhupada says that it was, Prabhupada assured that they could easily achieve the higher consciousness they desired by chanting Hare Krishna. So it's the assurance of the, you know, one of the greatest devotee of the Lord. Sometimes we see in the sastras that Lord doesn't fulfill His own words. Just like from the pastime of Mahabharata, Lord has taken a vow that He will not fight. But to keep the vow of Bhishma Dev, He had broken His own vow. And He had fought, He had run against it to kill the Bhishma Dev. So there are many incidents that where, you know, Lord had broken His own vow. So to keep the words of His devotee. So here Prabhupada says that if you chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then definitely you will be get a higher consciousness. Then if a pure devotee speaks, definitely the word will be fulfilled by the Lord, because He always sees that. So then there is no doubt in that, you know, if you chant Hare Krishna properly as per the instruction given by Srila Prabhupada and follows instruction, definitely we will reach up to that level. It was inevitable in explaining Krishna consciousness, He would make allusions to the drugs, to the drug experience. Even if only to show that the two were contrary paths. He was familiar already with Indian sadhus who took ganjas and hashis on the plea of aiding their meditation. And even before he had left India, hippie tourists had become a familiar sight on the streets of Delhi. The hippies liked India because of the culture, mystic and easy access to drugs. They would meet their Indian counterparts who assured them that taking hashis was spiritual. And then they would return to America and perpetuate the misconception of Indian spiritual culture. It was the way of life. The local head shops carried a full line of paraphernalia, marijuana, ISD, pure cocaine and hard drugs like heroin and barbiturates were easily purchased on the street and in the parks. Underground newspaper report reported important news on the drug scene, featured a cartoon character named Captain High, and run a crossword puzzles that only a second he could answer. Prabhupada had to teach that Krishna consciousness was beyond the revered LCD trip. Do you think taking LCD can produce ecstasy and higher consciousness? He once asked his storefront audience, then just imagine a room full of LCD. Krishna consciousness is like that. People would regularly come in and ask Swamiji's disciples, do you get high from this? And the devotees would answer, oh yes, you can get high just by chanting. Why don't you try it? So here we can see, you know, that Prabhupada has practically, you know, shown that how they can high go, as much high they want. And it's totally, we don't have to purchase anything. We don't have to spend anything. We don't lose in Krishna consciousness. We get more what we give actually. Because Krishna, it is said that if you take a one step towards the Krishna, Krishna takes you, 10 steps or more than that step towards you. Just we have to take one step and we have to sacrifice little bit. And Krishna sacrifices more than what we sacrifice. And he fulfills all our desires, which is towards in Krishna consciousness. Just like we can consider just like Krishna as a guardian who's always take care of our real happiness. And because Guru is a representative of the Krishna, they also have the same mood. They always think that his disciples should go in a proper path. And the proper path is that following the spiritual path. And there only we can get the real happiness. And how can it be applied? That here Srila Prabhupada thought, and he, by his own experience, by his own character, he shows us that how can we always be high in Krishna consciousness, not by having any drugs or by any concocted path towards the spirituality. As he has mentioned that many foreigners, they used to come in India and they used to meet sadhus who used to have the ganjas and all that, and they were get attracted because they want that thing and they were crazy for. And they, just like Srila Prabhupada said, that if you want cheated guru, you will get the cheated guru. Because we are willing to find that. And Lord will fulfill your desire and you will get the cheated guru. But if you are really wanted that real guru who will really help you and shows the spiritual path, then you will definitely get that. Just like the very nice pastime is there of Giriraj Maharaj. Giriraj Maharaj was also in search of guru. And he met many of his guru, keep on changing. Whenever he goes meet to the personal, the women in Chinese guru, Buddhist guru, many people, but he was not satisfied because the answer which they were not able to fulfill his answer. The not satisfactory answer they were able to give it. And all of his friends were fed up of him because every evening they make a plan to go for pub and movie, and because he forcefully take them to such gurus. So in the end they had given up and they told that next time if you want to go any guru or meet any guru, you go yourself, we will not accompany you because of you our night spoiled, and in the end we don't get, and you also not get satisfied. So like that, so again they had planned something to go for a movie, and they come across, they saw the poster of Srila Prabhupada, you know, the lectures on Bhagavad Gita, and again by seeing the photo of Srila Prabhupada he got attracted. Giriraj Maharaj got attracted and he said, no, let's go this evening also. Then no, last many times you had been taking us, spoiling our evening. Well, no, this is the last time. Somehow he, you know, forced them or convinced them and they had gone over there. And what was Giriraj Maharaj thinking? That anyone can become a god. He was thinking like that and he was in search so that he can become a god. And when he came over there and lecture was going on, he was sitting in front of Srila Prabhupada and in the crowd, and Srila Prabhupada said the same point. So you want to become a god? So he was, you know, surprised. Are, what I am thinking, Srila Prabhupada is saying the same thing. And in the end, Srila Prabhupada has given very heavy, you know, that how can you become God? Then Srila Prabhupada explained that we are the servant of the Lord. And Giriraj Maharaj was saying that he was very much embarrassed. You know, he was not able to pick up, you know, he was bowed down and he was not able to raise our head. So like that, we see that people get attracted. People, they choose guru according who can fulfill their own desire. Desire of our, and according to that we choose the guru. Because we have some self-interested, desires or, you know, some for enjoyment and all that. And according to that, if someone fits in that criteria, we choose that person as our role model or our guidance for the spiritual activity. So like many people also came from all over the country in India in search of, so for them they become it's a granted or kind of legalized that, you know, by doing that you can get spiritual realization and certain kind of thing. But Srila Prabhupada denied that, because the realization we should be getting it for only 1 hour or 2 hours, and after that you'd be getting lots of pain, lots of headache and all that and extra thing. So Gagsara, Brahmanand's brother, hadn't tried LCD, but he wanted higher consciousness, so he decided to try the chanting. Garg, I was 18. Everyone at the storefront has taken LSD and I thought maybe I should too, because I wanted to feel like a part of crowd. So I asked Umapati, hey Umapati, do you think I should try LSD? Because I don't know what you guys are talking about. He said, no, that Swamiji said you didn't need LSD. I never did take it. So I guess it was okay. Hayagriva, have you ever heard of LSD? It's a psychedelic drug that comes like a pill, and if you take it, you can get a religious ecstasy. Do you think this can help my spiritual life? Prabhupada, you don't need to take anything for your spiritual life. Your spiritual life is already here. Had anyone else said such a thing, Hayagriva would never have agreed with him. But because Swamiji seemed so absolutely positive, therefore there was no question of not agreeing. Satsarupa, I knew Swamiji was in a state of exalted consciousness, and I was hoping that somehow he could teach the process to me. In the privacy of his room, I asked him, is there spiritual advancement that you can make from which you won't fall back? By his answer, yes. I was convinced that my own attempts to the spiritual on LSD, only to fall down later, could be replaced by a total spiritual life, such as Swamiji had. I could see he was convinced, and then I was convinced. Garg, LSD was like the spiritual drug of the times, and Swamiji was the only one who dared to speak out against it, saying it was nonsense. I think that was the first battle he had to conquer in trying to promote his movement in the Lower East Side. Even those who came regularly to the storefront thought that LSD was good. So here we see that devotees were convinced, actually they were having the full faith on the Srila Prabhupada. For just to follow someone, it is very much necessary that we should have faith on that certain person, and that faith can be increased when we know that person more and more, and by his activity, when we see that the person is not cheating us, or he don't have any motto of such kind of thing, then we can have full conviction and the faith can be increased. So the devotees were having the full faith, because Srila Prabhupada has giving them the real thing, the real purpose of their life. They were aimless, actually they were not having any aim in their life, but Srila Prabhupada has given the main aim of the life. Even we also are roaming here and there for certain things, but we don't know what should we do. We are just hankering for the job, hankering for the, you know, nice family, nice friend, but who is the real friend? We are forgetting that. Jai Shri Shri Radha Raj Bihari ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Mahan ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. So we don't know who is our real friend, who is our real parents, and who is our real, you know, guide of our life. We want someone, but we don't know whom we should have proper faith. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has taught us, you know, that Shri Shri Radha Raj Bihari is our real, you know, real friend, and on him we can rely on. If we rely on him, then we don't have to go anywhere else, because he is always with us. If we consider someone as a friend, he can come with us for a certain moment, or spend 1 day or 2 day or certain life. If you see our lifespan, we had passed out our college, schools, and I'd be working in, changed many jobs, but how many of that, you know, are still with us? Even childhood friends, Langoti Iyer, and all of them had lost, gone somewhere. And then college friends with whom we used to spend time, they had gone. But who is with us? The Paramatma is in the form of, the Lord in the form of Paramatma, He is with us. But we don't know about that. But when we came by the books of Srila Prabhupada, by reading the books of Srila Prabhupada, then we come to know that yes, the Paramatma is always with us, and He is the real friend who is always guiding us, but we are not taking His guidance. And that's what Srila Prabhupada keep on emphasizing, that we should keep on moving so that our relationship with the Lord keep on increasing more and more. As much the relationship will become more and more, we'll be stronger enough in the spiritual activity, and we'd be able to preach more and more. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has taught us, that our movement is the preaching movement, not the Bhajnanandi movement. Bhajnanandi movement, going in some secluded place and doing the kirtan, that is for ourselves. But what about the others? So Srila Prabhupada has saw that by his character, he saw that how can we show the compassion? Compassion not on the body, but on the soul. Body, by you can give some dress or by food or something like that, you know, you are maintaining the body by showing the compassion on the body. But what about the soul? But he had showed the real compassion should not shown on the body, but on the soul. And that also, he had started the food for life. That he said that around 10 kilometers of this temple, no one should, you know, should be hungry. And by the food, by the prasadam, he had very easy form, or you know, of the Lord, prasad, Prabhu ke sakshat darshan, which is accepted by each and every person, whether it's atheist or non-atheist. He will accept that form. So very accessible now, he had made so easy so that we can reach any person, whether that person is a believer in God or not. So, in the form of prasad, and after that, nice kirtan. He had introduced, given us very nice kirtan. So we can, so people get attracted by that. You know, so various way he had given us so that we can include many and many people. Some people came into Krishna consciousness by having the prasadam, some by philosophy, some by dancing. I know in the evening, Sandhya Aarti, many devotees, they come just to dance in the Sandhya Aarti. And after continuously dancing in the Sandhya Aarti, they had become the devotee. Now they are chanting 16 round. So this is the one of the gift of the Srila Prabhupada which we had received, which by which we can, you know, include more and more devotees by their interest, in which they show more interest. So we continue. Probably the most famous experiment with LSD in those days were by Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert. Harvard philosophy instructors who studied the effect of the drug published their findings in professional journals and advocate the use of LSD for self-realization and fulfillment. After being fired from Harvard, Timothy Leary went on to become a national priest of LSD and for some time ran an LSD commune in Millbrook, New York. When the members of the Millbrook commune heard about the Swami on the Lower East Side, who led his followers in a chant that got you high, they began visiting the storefront. One night, a group of about 10 hippies from Millbrook came to Swamiji's kirtan. They all chanted, not so much in worship of Krishna, as to see what kind of high the chanting could produce. And after the lecture, a Millbrook leader asked about drugs. Prabhupada replied that drugs were not necessary for spiritual life, that they could not produce spiritual consciousness, and that all drugs induced religious visions were simply hallucinations. To realize God was not so easy or cheap that one could do it just by taking a pill or smoking. Chanting Hare Krishna, he explained, was a purifying process to uncover one's pure consciousness. Taking drugs would increase the covering and bar one from self-realization. A very interesting point here, Srila Prabhupada making, that by any other means we cannot get the spiritual realization. But on the other hand, what will happen? The covering which is already there, it will become more and more stronger. We are trying to break that cover, which is covering our soul. But if the proper process is not followed, it will become more and more stronger, and it will be very hard to us to break up to that. And the easiest process is that by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is the only easiest process which Srila Prabhupada has taught us, and by which we can get the, you know, Krishna consciousness very easily without putting any extra effort or doing any extra activity. He made us so easy that we don't have to do anything extra. Just like if you go in any other process or to any other sadhu, you have to do many other activities to get some spiritual activity or some realization of God. But what had happened? Because the process is not wrong, we get some another kind of realization. Not the God realization, but another kind of realization. And then we become because the purpose we had approached that person, the purpose is not filled, then our faith on that person gets reduced. And because of that, the person, it's our mentality that if we get cheated by one person, we think that another person is also in the same way. So mostly outside more cheaters are available. So every time people are cheated by such kind of people, such kind of sadhus. So where they come to us, they also think that we also fall in the same category. So it's very difficult to preach such kind of person. So, but by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, as I told you, Prabhupada has given us the easiest way to preach them by giving the prasad. You know, we can give them the prasad. We can see in the Lilamrita also many times it is given. Many devotees, they get attracted by Srila Prabhupada. They used to come in the lecture only to have that iskon bullet, which is another gulab jamun. And they were, shooted by that bullet. Prabhupada has shooted in such a way that still that wound was not fulfilled. Still that wound is there. The spiritual wound, actually. You know, it is so heavy. And they used to come in the lecture, in between when they used to try, Prabhupada has kept, you know, one jar of gulab jamun transparent, you know, so that they can see that gulab jamun and seeing that gulab jamun, they used to say, okay, let's see, it's more 20 minutes. Just like we always think in the class, you know, after this class we get the sweet rice. So many, sometimes we come sit in the class just for having the sweet rice. So this is the following the parampara. So Prabhupada also had, he used to keep, and by seeing that gulab jamun, they get attracted and they used to come in the class. And many of the devotees, they just to keep in the class just for having the prasadam. They don't know what Srila Prabhupada is speaking. Just they sit just so that in the end of the class they would get very nice prasadam. And by having the prasadam, because that is cooked by the pure devotee of the Lord and it has been offered by the Lord. It is said that whatever has been offered by the devotee of the Lord, Lord accepts. And when it has been distributed by his devotee in the form of prasadam, then it has severe effect upon the heart. It directly reaches the heart without any, getting anywhere. It reaches directly at the heart and has, great effect on the consciousness. And that we can see that many devotees have been changed just by having the prasadam which was cooked by the Srila Prabhupada. But have you ever taken LSD? The question now became a challenge. No, Prabhupada replied. I had never taken any of these things, not even cigarette or tea. If you haven't taken it, then how can you say what it is? The Millbrook looked around, smiling. Two or three even burst out with laughter. And they snapped their fingers, thinking that Swami had been checkmate. I have not taken, Prabhupada replied regally from his dais, but my disciples have taken all these things, marijuana, LSD, many times, and they have given them all up. You can hear from them. Hayagriva, you can speak. And Hayagriva sat up a little and spoke out in his stentorian best. Well, no matter how high you go on LSD, you eventually reach a peak and then you have to come back down. Just like traveling into outer space in a rocket ship. He gave the Swamiji's familiar example. Your spacecraft can travel very far away from the earth for thousands of miles, day after day. But it cannot simply go on traveling and traveling. Eventually it must land. On LSD, we experience going up, but we always have to come down again. That's not spiritual consciousness. When you actually attain spiritual or Krishna consciousness, you stay high. Because you go to Krishna, you don't have to come down. You can stay high forever. So this chapter is also the stay high forever. So here we learn, how can we always stay high forever. And Prabhupada said that there many times people come to see Srila Prabhupada just to counteract, just to show that they know more than Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada was so expert that he used to defeat them in very nicely. No one has ever succeeded to defeat Srila Prabhupada. This is the one of the quality of the devotee, that they are always give proper counteract answer to the question. Whatever the question, they have the answers of all the question. Just like Srila Prabhupada met many scientists and all that. But when the scientists, big scientists, they used to come to meet Srila Prabhupada, they used to ask many questions about science and all that. And Srila Prabhupada used to give them satisfactory answers. But when Srila Prabhupada used to ask them question, they were used to keep silent. They were not having a single answer of the question what Srila Prabhupada used to ask. So this is the, though Srila Prabhupada may not be knowing what exactly they are doing in physics and all that, but because he was knowing the real knowledge, that the knowledge is about Krishna consciousness, so he was having the proper answer of all the questions. So being into the Krishna consciousness, you get the, all the answers of the question, which is still not be answered by the science. And Srila Prabhupada has given it very easily so that we can get that answers of the question which we are still trying since childhood, or had been taught about the creation or something, Big Bang theory and kind of stuff. And Srila Prabhupada has given very nicely explanation all of all the things which had not been explained by any other person. Or still it is there, but as it is said that every question has answer and every answer has been given in the scriptures, but we don't know where the scripture it is. Even many of us would be not knowing what the 18 Puranas are, or what are the 108 Upanishads are, or what about how many slokas we have in the Bhagavatam, or how many slokas we have in Bhagavad Gita. Hardly anyone of before coming to the Krishna consciousness would be knowing that. But by the mercy of the Srila Prabhupada, we came to know that in Bhagavad Gita there are 700 slokas, and how easy it is accessible. It is not like something in the air, it is very practical, and it has been very nicely explained to us so that we can easily follow. So this is the one of the quality of the Guru or the Acharya. They give the knowledge in such a way so that we can easily absorb it and we can easily follow it. If you see from the Guru Parampara, the knowledge, the chanting criteria, it has been keep on reduced. Just like Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj was having the 64 round of standard. If still that round word didn't followed, how many of us would be over here? None of us. Because it seems to be very difficult. But Srila Prabhupada has changed it. And he had given the concession of 16 rounds. And he had reduced up to the 16 round. This can be done only by the Acharya, pure devotee of the Lord. They don't change the rule, but they modified it in such a way so that it can be easily followed by us, the fallen soul like us. And instead of 64 round, he had designed the morning program, the program in such a way, the benefit of 64 round is that to keep always remembering the Lord himself. But Srila Prabhupada given 16 round, but he had given such a timetable which we keep on always remembering the Lord. Somehow we are always been connected to the Lord. Morning program, Mangal Arati, then the Japa time, then Guru Puja, then the Darshan Arati, Guru Puja, Bhagavatam class, then evening and made the compulsory 1 hour reading and hearing lectures. So and various sevas in the temple, preaching and book distribution, which is the one of the greatest benediction of the Srila Prabhupada, which has given by distributing books by which we can reach to most of the common people, you know, who are not able to come in the temple. By distributing books and prasadam, we can reach, access them. So, there are various ways which Srila Prabhupada had given us, by which we can always engage in the service of the Lord. This is the expertise of the Srila Prabhupada. So, we will continue more. Okay. Prabhupada was sitting in his back room with Hayagriva and Umapati and another disciples. The evening meeting that had just ended and the visitors from Milberg had gone. Krishna consciousness is so nice, Swamiji. Umapati spoke up. You just get higher and higher and you don't come down. Prabhupada smiled. Yes, that's right. No more coming down, Umapati said, laughing. And the others also began to laugh. Some clapped their hands, repeating, no more coming down. The conversation inspired Hayagriva and Umapati to produce a new handbill. So, by coming in the Krishna consciousness, there's no doubt we'd be coming down. Just like it is said that once we taken the shelter of the Lord, then what to scare off? Because everything will be taken care by the Lord. Because He knows what is our past, present and future. And because when we take the shelter of our Guru, Guru is the representative of the Lord, then we become, you know, fearless. Because we know our life is in the proper hand. And it is be taken care very nicely. Why? Because the Guru, they represent the proper sampradaya. Whatever they had learned from the previous Guru, they proceed in such a way. stay high forever, no more coming down. Practice Krishna consciousness, expand your consciousness by practicing the transcendental sound vibration. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. The leaflet went to the exalted Krishna consciousness over any other high. It included a phrase like end all bring downs and turn on. And it spoke against employing artificially induced methods of self-realization and expand consciousness. Someone objected to the flyers playing too high of the hippie mentality, but Prabhupada said it was all right. Garg. When these drug people on the lower east side came and talked to Swamiji, he was so patient with them. He was speaking on the philosophy which they had never heard before. When someone takes LSD, they are really into themselves and they don't hear properly when someone talks to them. So Swamiji would make particular point and they wouldn't understand him. So he would have to make the same point again. He was very patient with these people, but he would not give in to their chain with that LCD was a bona fide spiritual aid to self-realization. October 1966, Tomskin Square Park was the park on the lower east side, on the south. It was bordered by 7th Street with its 4 and 5 store brownstone tenants. On the north side was the 10th and with more brownstones, but in the better condition, and the very old small building that housed the Tomskin Square Park branch of the New York Public Library. On Avenue B, the park's east border, stood St. Bridget's Church, built in 1848, when the neighborhood had been entirely Irish. The church, school and rectory still occupied much of this block, and the west border of the park, Avenue A, was lined with tiny old candy stores selling newspaper, magazine, cigarettes and egg cream sodas at the counter. There were also a few bars, several grocery stores and a couple of slavish restaurants specializing in expensive vegetable broths with broad Ukrainians and happies side by side for bodily nourishment. The park's 10 acres held many tall trees, but at least half the park was paved. A network of 5 foot high heavy wrought iron fence waved through the park, lining the walkways and protecting the grass. The fence and the many walkways and entrance to the park gave it the effect of a maze. Since the weather was still warm and it was Sunday, the park was crowded with people. Almost all the space on the benches that lined the walkways was occupied. There were old people, mostly Ukrainians, dressed in outdated suits and sweaters, even in the warm weather, sitting together in clans, talking. There were many children in the park also, mostly Puerto Ricans and blacks, but also fair-haired, hard-faced slum kids racing around on bikes or playing with balls and frisbees. The basketball and handball court were mostly taken by the teenagers, and as always there were plenty of loose running dogs. A marble maintenance gazebo, 4 pillars and a roof with a drinking fountain inside was a remnant from the old days, 1891, according to the inscriptions. On its four sides were the words hope, faith, charity and temperance, but some had spared the whole structure with black paint, making crude designs and illegible names and initials. Today, a bench had been taken over by several conga and bongo drummers, and the whole park placed with the demanding rhythms. And the hippies were there, different from the others. The bearded bushmen, and their long-haired young girls' friends, dressed in old blue jeans, were still an unusual sight. Even in the lower east side melting pot, their presence created tension. They were from the middle-class families, and so they had not been driven to the slums by dire economic necessity. They created conflicts in their dealings with the underprivileged immigrants and the hippies' well-known proclivities for psychiatric drugs. The revolt against their families and affluence and their absorptions in the avant-garde sometimes made them the jaded minority among their neighbors. But the hippies just wanted to do their own things and create their own revolution for love and peace. So usually they were tolerated, although not appreciated. So here we will see that those who are not in the Krishna consciousness, though they are trying to make the love and peace, but they are hardly successful in that. Why? Because they don't have the proper way, or they have not got the proper guidance. What actually proper love it is, they don't know. The definition of love, they are unaware of that. So the something which we don't know, how can we explain that? Just like if someone told me to cook something, but if I don't know the remedies or the ingredients, what should be put in and how should be cooked, then how, and if I will try also, and if I will not accept the guidance from the proper source, then what will happen? It will be, I will spoil that proper, you know, dish. So here they were trying to spread the revolution for love and peace. They are hanging for the love and peace, but they don't know that they are only the creating disturbance. The peace which they were trying to get, what was happening, that they were creating havoc in the society. That's what we see in the current scenario. We are trying to get a peace and love within each other. We are trying to make many plans. Our government coming there, each government, they come within 5 years. Every 5 years, the government keep on changing, and the new government make new plans for peace, so that the country should run peacefully. But the result is that the person who is making peace, they are not only peaceful, because they are not properly connected. They don't know the proper source of, you know, how can we get the peaceful, the path of the love and peaceful it is. But we are very lucky enough that we had got, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we now came to know that what the real peace it is. Real peace it is not outside. Outside things, from the outside things, we will not get a peace, because it's from the inside. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has taught. The real peace within inside, when we get connected towards the Lord. Because He is always peaceful. And when we connected to the person who is always peaceful, we become peace. We will also experience that feeling, the love and peacefulness. And what we are doing, we are connecting ourselves somewhere outside, the person is already getting disturbed. And when we connected such a person, because he is already disturbed, and we also get disturbed. Because the same action, you know, follows within, get connected. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas, we came into our Krishna consciousness, and we came to know what is the real love it is. Real love it is not to love, you know, bodily taking care of that. Real love is that to take care of the soul and connect to them towards the Krishna consciousness, toward the Lord Himself. Because this is the our, you know, by which only we can get the real happiness. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has taught us, by which we can help each and living entity by showing the real compassion. And as earlier I make the point that by not taking care of the body, but taking care of the soul. And how to take that Srila Prabhupada has taught us, by giving the prasadam, by distributing the philosophy, by distributing, you know, doing the kirtans. So there are various ways by which we can take care of the soul and connect themselves towards the Krishna. And the process is also very easy, which has been explained by Srila Prabhupada, by chanting, by dancing, by eating, feasting, many things. Just like after every, in ISKCON, if you come, we have every one or another, there are always chances to have feast. So every coming in a month, there are various opportunities where, you know, people have lots of things to eat. Because why? Because Lord is eating so much. So we also get the opportunity to eat the remnants of the Lord. So where we are losing, we are actually, you know, gaining more and more. So we are getting, you know, lots of variety to eat, lots of new ways to explore ourselves. We are getting the chance to know ourselves more and more, and we are getting more and more knowledge by the help of Srila Prabhupada book. So we are not losing anything. Actually, on the other hand, we are gaining more and more. Only the thing which we are losing is that of the sense gratification. On the other hand, what we are doing, we are trying to satisfy the senses of the Lord. Here we have been taught, because once we try to do that, once the Lord is satisfied, just like we will see from the Mahabharata, when Draupadi has satisfied the Lord by giving one morsel of the rice, only he had eaten the one piece of rice, and he had given with love to the Lord, and Lord had accepted that. One piece of rice is nothing, it will not go in the mouth also, it will not reach over here. But Lord was satisfied. And at that time, all the living entity of the world were satisfied. Their belly was fully packed. They were not knowing how it can be. You know, all the, they were blessing, you know, various kind of when they used to bless, they have various kind of, you know, the smell of the food, you know, used to come. So they were not knowing how it. So like that, if we satisfy the Lord, automatically we will satisfy all the living entity. And that's what Srila Prabhupada has succeeded, because he was able to satisfy the Lord. He has fulfilled his desires of his spiritual master. So once we try to fulfill the desires of the spiritual master, then the Lord will be automatically will be pleased, and he will be satisfied. And once he will be satisfied, then automatically we will be able to satisfy each and every living entity. So here I finish. Then okay, we will continue more. There were various groups among the young and the hip, the Tomskin Square Park. They were friends who had gone at the same school together, who took the same drug together, or who agreed on a particular philosophy of art, literature, politics or metaphysics. They were lovers, they were groups hanging out together for reasons unrelated, except for the common purpose of doing their own thing. And there were others who lived like hermits, a lunar who would sit on a park bench, analyzing the effects of cocaine, looking up at the strangely rustling green leaves of the trees and the blue sky above the tenements, and then down to the garbage at his feet, as he helplessly followed his mind from fear to illumination, to disgust to hallucination, and on, until after a few hours the drug began to wear off and he was again a common stranger. Sometimes they would sit up all night, spaced out in the park, until at last in the light of the morning they would stretch out on the bench to sleep. Hippies especially took to the park on Sundays. They at least passed through the park on their way to the St. Mark's Palace, Greenwich Village, or the Lexington Avenue subway at Astor Place, or the IND subway to Houston and Second, or to catch an uptown bus on First Avenue, a downtown bus on Second, or a crosstown on Ninth. Or they went to the park just to get out of their apartment and sit together in the open air, to get the high again, to talk or to walk through the park's maze of pathways. But whatever the hippies' diverse interest and drives, the Lower East Side was an essential part of the mystic. It was not just a dirty slum, it was the best place in the world to conduct the experiment in the consciousness. For all its flicks and threat of violence and the confined life of its brownstone tenements, the Lower East Side was still the forefront of the revolution in the mind expansion. Unless you were living there and taking psychedelics and marijuana, or at least intellectually pursuing the quest for free personal religion, you weren't enlightened and you weren't taking part in the most progressive evolution of human consciousness. And it was this searching, a quest beyond the humdrum existence of the ordinary, materialistic, straight American, that brought unity to the otherwise eclectic gathering of hippies on the Lower East Side. Into this chaotic pavement, Swamiji entered with his followers and sat down to hold a kirtan. Three or four devotees who arrived ahead of him selected an open area of the park, put out the oriental carpet Robert Nelson had donated, sat down on it and began playing kartals and chanting Hare Krishna. Immediately some boys rode up on their bicycles, Bak Raja's foot of the carpet, and stood aside their bikes, curiously and irresolutely straight, staring. Others passers gathered to listen. Meanwhile, Swamiji, accompanied by half a dozen disciples, was walking the 8 blocks from the storefront. Brahmananda carried the harmonium and the Swami's drum. Kirtananda, who was now shaven head at Swamiji's request and dressed in loose flowing canary yellow robes, created an extra sensation. Drivers pulled their cars over to have a look, their passengers leaning forward, a gap at the outrageous dress and shaved head. As the group passed a store, people inside would poke each other and indicate the spectacle. People came to the window of their tenements, taking in the Swami and his group as if a parade were passing. The Puerto Rican tough guys especially couldn't restrain themselves for exaggerated reaction. "Hey Buddha," they taunted. "Hey, you forgot to change your pajamas. They made shrill screams as if imitating Indian war whoops they had heard in Hollywood westerns. So here we see the Prabhupada started the preaching movement, you know, over here, Town Spring Park, by doing leading the kirtan. Prabhupada just used to lead the kirtan, and all the people who were affected by the LSD or cocaine or various intoxicated, they used to get the intoxication which they had taken by other means got reduced. And the real intoxication which Srila Prabhupada was given in the form of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it was so effective that still they had not been, you know, came out of that. And they want to taste more and more. That is the taste of the spiritual, spirituality. It keeps on increasing. It keeps on keeping us high and high, just like Umapati Maharaj was saying. That's like you cannot come down actually. You will always keep on high and high. So we are very grateful to Srila Prabhupada that because of his mercy we are over here and discussing about, you know, pastime of the devotees more so that, and glorifying Srila Prabhupada, how much grateful. Actually it is not easy to glorify, though if just like it is said to glorifying the Lord is very difficult. Just like Ananda says, just keep on, you know, glorifying the Lord. In the same way, devotees are also like that. It is very difficult to glorify the devotees. And it is very difficult to know about the devotees, what they want actually to know about them. It is very difficult until unless they doesn't reveal themselves. So, but Srila Prabhupada has revealed himself very nicely what he wants from us. He wants that we should always, you know, we should assist Srila Prabhupada in this movement by spreading more and more Krishna consciousness, by encouraging more and more people to join in the Krishna consciousness by somehow, whether by prasadam, by philosophy, by whatever it means, whichever easy for us to approach, to access that person. By us, now the choice is on us, which way we choose to connect more and more people to the Lord, and that will be very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. So, I finish over here. I thanks to Asim Krishna Prabhu by giving me an opportunity to glorify Srila Prabhupada on this auspicious day of Ekadasi. It is said that when we glorify the Lord or the devotees of the Lord, we get purified. So, so I really thanks to Asim Krishna Prabhu and all the Vaishnavas assembled over here to listen to me. So I thank you very much. If I had spoken anything more or anything wrong, please forgive me. I am also learning. So just like a child learn something and he does lots of mistakes, but the guardians, they always forgive them, and it is one of the quality of the Vaishnavas, they always forgive. So I know I had done lots of mistakes while reading the Srila Prabhupada, you know, glorifying Srila Prabhupada, because I don't know the proper etiquette, I don't have the proper knowledge. So in glorifying the Srila Prabhupada and being sitting over, I had done many mistakes or offenses. So I request all the Vaishnavas gather over unto their lotus feet, please forgive me and bless me so that I could able to do something in the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai gaur premanande.